without Hindu, anyone cannot realize or they cannot be part in that. Everybody is so, this is some pessimism. But we also thought that don't do over like cutting and all these things. If a mandir was not there for thousands and hundreds and lakhs of before there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, then he did no effort for making temple there or anything bodily or outwardly thing. Our preaching and our everything is for Atma, Atma man, bhakti. So without mandir, in our culture, mandir is Kanishka Adhikari Vartti Vigraha. It is only for Kanishka Adhikari. And if a Uttama Adhikari or Madhyama Adhikari does Vartti, it is for only to give running for them. Or he does a bhav seva like Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami. Always doing astakaliya seva. And for construction, it is very useful to do vigraha seva. But in Kalika, it is very hard to worship instead of vigraha seva. In India we see now so many difficulties in worshipping vigraha seva. So, a day will come when there will be no mandir. Nothing about wanting chanting of Harina. If anyone cannot disturb anything and doing, but they cannot understand this. So we should try to make them understand by Gita, by Mahārāja. If they can understand, it is very good. Otherwise, outwardly we have some sympathy. Everything to Arjuna. But not for Arjuna. Arjuna becomes very sad when he heard all this Bhagavad Gita. He told that I am a Sakha of Krishna. And he is telling that Sarva Dharmam Pratyajama Ekam Sarvam. I have done in very childhood, aren't so past worse than done. I have done all these things. Why now he is giving this happening? Like Gopi, Krishna is telling in Srimad Bhagavatam that you should meditate me. Gopis are telling that this training is not for us. We are trying to
forget you.
Forget always. And Brahma and all other Sankar, Sanat Sananda, are trying to meditate your speech, but we are always unremembering. But we cannot be. Or and you are telling to meditate us. So gopis, all these things in Upadesha are not for gopis, are for ordinary persons who have no Atma Vivek. Atma Vivek, you know, Atma Anatma. Separation.
Discrimination is very big.
Gita, one thing is that Manmana Bhava. Matasapta, Matayaji, Mam Namaste, Mam Eva Yashtati, प्रतिज्ञानो प्रियो गीता है सम 5 classes of ordinary guhya guhya tara guhya sama and sarva guhya sama and in Gita it has been clarified okay. Ordinary shiksha is that bansat jiranani jathadhyam This body is not soul, soul is not body. Body is far soul, soul is not far body. And this comes and goes. We should not think for, worry for this body. One day, once, it will go to its whole doctors of whole world will come. They cannot see anyone but life has been given by our karma. Nenam siddhanti sastrani janam vasam 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 This is ordinary thing. You should have sukh and dukh and you should be satisfied with it. You should isko sajya karna chahiye. What is meaning of sajya? Sajya.
Sajya.
You should
sajya khana chahiye
matlab? Sahan karna chahiye.
Bear.
You should bear it.
Tolerate.
Tolerate. If suffering comes by doing nothing for that, normally it comes without any effort. In the same manner, if sukh is there, it means that
happiness
is there. It comes automatically. So we should not bother about this. It's totally gone. So these are ordinary things. Karmanne vadhikaraste maha paresh padarthi. This is ordinary. Brahma jnan is guhya. Paramatma jnan is guhya tara. Bhagavata jnan is guhya tama. And to love Krishna especially this bhava of gopi is sarva-guhya-tama bhava. In this slope manmanabha madhubhakti matiyaji man namas these are categories satya manmanabha while your daughter is going If he may go, but you could not go. He told us, I will go. He will get me out of harm. If her husband will reject me, but I will go. And see what it will be, who it will be. So, when old lady went out and she daughter went, she at once came out of the door and saw Krishna. Krishna saw him for a distance. Oh, he seemed newly married. And she loved her lovely thing to me. So Krishna caught hold of a cough and his
little tail. Tail?
Tail. Did like this. And he at once jumped and ran away towards that door. Krishna made this. And Krishna also
running towards that, to catch hold of that cow. He was running there. When he came near to that lady, he told him, Krishna took his clothes and very mildly smiling, he gets into his ear. And at once returned. His heart, Krishna took with him and went to call her. She is standing and standing for hours and hours. Her mother-in-law comes. What are you doing? Why you are standing? I have told you that serpent will come and cut you. So I think that he has cut you. Sure. But she could not see. She was off. Her mind was out of. Anyhow, she got hold of that lady and took it to his room. She thought that if I give him order to do like this, Dabhi Manthan. अभिमंथन का क्या
टर्निंग
माफ कर सी टोल्ड दैट गो बैक टू दिस रूम एंड कर्ड टू बिकम इन हंडी एंड बाई डूज लाइक दिस सी हार्डली हर ऑर्डर बट हिज माइंड आवर वॉज अपसेट सो इंटर दी हूम एंड brought a honey pot in which some seeds of sarso, mustard oil seed was kept. So she took out that pot and began to because mind was not there. Krishna has taken in his heart. After some time she returned and she told that, oh, what to do? All seats you are?
You are churning.
Oh. Get up. Bring water from well far away. And she gives one pot, another pot, and another pot. Three pots she gives, and one pot here. And very big rope he gave in this. And in this, a little boy he gets to his lap. Yes. Go at once and bring water. Anyhow, he was trying to divert his mind. They took him all these things, went to that well, kept the pot there. And he met it down that boy and took rope and in his speed of giving rope to the pot, he gave it to the neck of that boy. Because his mind was not there. Then one copy told, oh, any bhoot has caught her. Bhoot means
goat
has. Another cup. No. Nandapoot has caught it. Nandapoot, you know? Nandapoot. This is an example of manmana bhava. Gopis are all like this. So it is not any ordinary bhakti. Manmana bhava, uttamha bhava can be manmana bhava. Like this. This is sarva bhudya tamam. It is the aspect of whole Gita to be like this. But it is very hard to give all these things to Krishna. Gopis are only example of this manmana bhava. Arjun told that in this battlefield I cannot be, if will not be proper to be like this. So give me another
instruction. Another instruction.
Then he told, yes, mad bhakto. Manmana bhav, mad bhakto. Bhakti is that which trying to be bhakta, sadhana bhakta. Up to bhav bhakta. Not upper time deep. Samadam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dastam, Saptanam, Vedam. Do not fully consider Atma. All has given for Krishna. And doing Sadhan Bhajan like this. These are Bhakta. Who is Bhakta? Prahlad Maharaj is Bhakta. It's time. Ambarish Maharaj is Bhakta. By faith he is doing like this. By faith, cleaning of the mandir, and he has engaged whole indriyas.
Senses.
In Krishna Seva. These are Bhakta. Like in Gita, he has told, Ananya Chinta Yanto, Mangi Jana Parjupasite, Tesham Nit Abhijuktanam, Yoga Chema Vahamdeham. Have you heard this
Islam? Yes.
What is the meaning of this Islam?
Ananya
Chinta Yanto.
One whose mind is Ananya. Then I carry what they lack, for the one who is always meditating on me.
Those who are not meditating anything else than Krishna.
Ananya Chinta.
When we meditate Krishna, meditate water to drink, to go where, to Anna, all others, to Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, Narayana, Ram, all this. You can know. For Krishna only and to Krishna only. It is called Ananya. But it is sadhana. Arjuna, with about 1,000 years before, there was a bhakta named Arjuna. He was Brahmin, but he was poor Brahmin. He is not doing anything for wealth, only for bhakti. He was writing the meaning of Artita of Gita. When this is the slope came, he thought that this meaning is that who are Ananya Cheta. Ananya Cheta, understand?
Yes.
Ananya Cheta. Those who have nothing worrying for their this bhojan or bodily anything, nothing to worry. Only if they are thinking of me and me. When needed, I go to them with bags and everything on my head or here and carry them all things. Understand?
Yes.
In India, this labor class has a bamboo stick like this, and in the end there is that rope, and on rope they keep weight of chawal, dal, anything. So he was thinking that I am a poor Brahmin, and up till now Krishna has not taken for me any weight carrying my food or clothing or anything. It may be that he can give here anything to others and they will supply him. But he will not, he never takes, carries the load of feeding and clothing. So he has bought that data with a red ink and went for Diksha, Diksha means
begging.
To go by chance, he could not get, he could not get anything till 3 p.m. At last, he was returned. In the same time, a boy having so much rice, dal, atta, ghee, sabji, everything, sugar, with on his shoulder and came to his room, his house, and told, "Oh man, our Guruji has sent by me all these things," and closed and darwaja khol dijiye, open the door and keep it also. He thought that any chapter of this pandit, he has given something, has given something, and he is carrying. He saw that boy is very cloudy glance of his face, very mild, very very beautiful, and he shows. He at once moved. Boy was with patina, patina means heart,
sweat, sweating,
sweating,
inspiration.
Oh, you are sweating? You sit down and take some water and drink. He told that, "Mother, our Guruji is very dangerous person. I was some late. He was calling me to carry out all these things. But I became some late. So he has, by his he has done like this. And this off, make off.
By his nails.
He scratched.
And it was appearing that at once blood will come out of him. The Brahmani began to read how this Mithu, Mithu
must be cruel.
Cruel.
Well, how cruel this person is. He has escaped the enemy here and blood is coming. And she is very pure and formal. Yet he has given so much heart to this. Heart, you understand?
Yes.
So much weight. Weight. Oh, I will. When he will come? When he will come, I will rebuke. I have done so. Very good. It is why. Oh, what? You are my son. Please sit down. I am going to cook, and after giving meal to you, then I will leave you, and then you will return to your home. What is it? Just I am sitting here and prepare meal. She went to prepare the meal. In the meantime, her husband came. Open the door, open the door. She was very curious. He had once come and told, "Why you have written that? What?" She is very poor, very beautiful. And he cannot carry so much weight. And you have given him so much weight. And you have done like this. You have made too well. I don't know anything. I have not given anything to any man. Where is that God? That is the truth. Even where the boys are sitting, then you said that boy is not there. So they were searching here and there. At once he told that, where is my guitar? He saw that it flowed and began to read that though that red line was not there, Krishna came himself there and proved that what is written in Gita all is true to extent. So he became very nervous and fell to the feet of his wife and began to read and read. This is Ananya Chintayanto Mangya Jana Parjupasate. Krishna fixed them. This is comes in Saranagati. This is Vada for all these things. But we should not brother who are bhakt. They are surrendered souls. Surrendered souls have never anything to enjoy. This is Madhavasta. Arjun told that I cannot do in this battlefield like this. Give another ichha to me. That can I do easily. Mang namaskuru.
Madhyaji.
Oh, Madhyaji. Madhyaji, archan and ekstasy. They have no idea of seva, bhava seva. That too have. Outwardly, they only know that the Vigraha is Bhagavan, but they don't care for Bhava. Is that Kanishka? They do Archan, Seva, Puja, all other things. Then Arjun told out again, I cannot do that of him, and there I will have power and all these things. Toto upachar puja. So give me another answer. Then he told Vasti, that's it. Mang namaskar. Only one namaskar will save you from this worldly life. And you will not take birth in anything. So, to namaskar is ordinary shiksha. To jajan, archan and all these things, it is like Brahma, chintan, like Brahma. So, it is guhya. And guhya tar paramatma anusilan, angustha pariman here, meditating and doing all these things. And Ananya, this is Guhya Tara, Guhya Tam. And that Gopi is example of Guhya Tam, Sarva Guhya Tam. So Gita has everything but in Uttara,
Parmaga,
and Parmaga. And Srimad Bhagavati is part, has God. It is not ordinary, it is not Guhya, not Guhya Tara. But one is Sarva Bhutya. They have told me to take 7 days to rest. After that, by and by. But Delhi used to come, used to tell, and I will be here.
After you have to tell me all of this.
Mm-hmm.
You are okay?
Yes.
And you?
You will be here at the time. One week?
Yes.
So we read that, but the one explanation, Shini Ketana, which the gopis give, that Lakshmi Ji is just, she's afraid that you will leave her, that's why she's keeping you in peace. So, did Krishna give some argument, and that's why the gopis gave that reply? Because we couldn't remember the argument that Krishna gave.
Why she said, yeah, she didn't take them.
Yeah. First, Krishna said that I cannot put my feet on your breast because that will be sinful. Then they said that anyone who surrenders to your feet becomes freed from sinful reactions. So we cannot accept what you say. And then Krishna gave the argument that, different arguments, that your breasts are very hard and burning. Yeah. And then the gopis gave the counter argument that you have danced on the hoods of Kaliya, so, and he was breathing fire and poison.
He was running after cows, hither
yeah.
and hither.
Yeah. But did Krishna say something that made the gopis to reply Sri Niketana?
What was Krishna's argument? That's what the gopis replied. That you, what was Krishna's?
Krishna. Yes, tell us. Sri Niketanam. There are two meanings. Sri means Lakshmi. And Sarvati is Kunti Radhika. Both have nothing such that meaning. Radhika. Sri Niketanam. That Sri Niketanam. Two words. Niketan of Sri, or Sri is Niketan of Krishna. Sri Niketanam, he is Niketan of Sri, then Lakshmi will come here. And when there is meaning that Sri is Niketan of you, mind and everything, then Srimati Radhika will come here. Sri Niketana. Krishna is saying that your breath is so much Subhar Aga. Sri means beautiful, beautifulness. So pretty. So Komal, soft. I cannot give my feet. That feet is very hard. And this is very komal. Very madhur to have. So I cannot keep it on your breast. Then they are telling me. Very much a rush in this. You will have to go through this one after 30 seconds.
then we can have all these lectures. A sloka has too many meanings. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told us, Parbham Kartavya. For one adhikari, qualified, one kind of name, another offer for another, and for rasik and bhav, another.
Atmarama.
Like Atmarama.
And you still not so Hananita, you know, I have to know why there are so many.
The day of life is all these Guru Parampara. So we daily need to do pranam to all Guru Parampara. Daily.
Speaking the Bhagavatam, we're reading it, but when you speak it, it becomes better.
And also, you're from Mathura. Like Sukadev Goswami is also.
But you are coming from Vrindavan.
You have so faith and shraddha to me. Otherwise I have no qualification like you are saying.
Yes. What is your humility?
Are you ready?
We have some questions.
So many questions.
Some. But they are easy ones. Sometimes when we've spoken, you explained about the importance of Shiksha Guru. And it seems that Shiksha Guru has a special importance in Raganuga Bhakti, especially.
Guru has also, Diksha Guru has also.
Yeah.
If he is Diksha Guru, then he may tell other person also Diksha Guru, but both are one there. Like you, the Diksha and Diksha Guru is same.
Yeah.
But now you can hear from others, and you may tell you regarding and Shikshagun. As Dattatreya has regarded 24 Shikshagun, whether they have no qualification. A tree, a serpent, a cloud, ocean, that Vesya, you know?
That lady,
they have no qualification. But yet he regarded them as the Shiksha Guru. Sun, earth, they are Shiksha Guru. But he supposed that earth is very sahansi, sahishu,
tolerant.
Who is he, my Shiksha Guru? Sat means serpent, never builds any room or house for him. He always lives in a rat's hole. And sometimes here, sometimes there, sometimes there. Like a And so many. Three. He never looks after himself. He looks, his everything is for others. His lips, his
bark,
his rush, his fruits, his everything is for others. So he is my teacher. A saint should be like that tree. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also said. So, a good man, a wise man, can make so many shikshas. Though they have no, that possess no quality. And especially those who have some qualities, they are certainly shiksha guru. So 2, 3, 4, 5.
In Raganuga, bhakti is a special necessity, very important to
very important for shiksha guru. Though he is diksha guru, yet he will have to give diksha. That is diksha guru.
Yeah.
If he has given only mantra in this year, only mantra, and he cannot give all these ideas of Raganuga bhakti, then another guru should be adopted with consent of that guru. And that guru should certainly order him that you can be able to give this one and have all these ideas. I have not so far left. And if he does not order, then you should left that guru because he is not guru. कोई जरूरी काम होगा कोई बोले या तो रहने तो रहने दो एवरीथिंग अरेंज कृष्णा इज सो मच किंचित की हरे सो मच किंचित का
वरी
सो मच वरी फॉर जीवा दैट ही ऑलवेज थिंक अबाउट दैट काइंड ऑफ डिवोटीज those who require help, and then Krishna anyhow managed to help them. Nisikya Guru, Dikya Guru, Vaishnava Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. Even without his management, we cannot have anything. Our Sikya Guru, our Dikya Guru, are all these Vaishnava. So,
sometimes we've heard the term used, at least in like Sadguru or someone's eternal guru. And
Sadguru and eternal guru?
Yeah.
But I could not understand.
Yeah, Sadguru, meaning like who is your eternal guru? Sometimes this term is used. Is that a Vaishnava, actually a Vaishnava term? Or is it coming from something else? Or meaning, who... Something about, the eternal...
You should know that Guru Tattva is Akhanda. And Akhanda Guru Tattva is Baldev Prabhu. And all Guru are manifestation of Baldev Prabhu.
Yeah.
So those who are realized soul, Siddhanta Ved, and having connection with Krishna, that he told that slope.
तस्मात् गुरुं
प्रपद्येत जिज्ञासु सेयम् उत्तमम् शाब्दे परे च निष्णातम् ब्रह्मण्युपशमाश्रितम्. upasayamashayam. There was no connection, no attachment with worldly affairs. This could be first. And if he has this quality, but he does not know the siddhanta of Shastra, he is no guru. So both should be. But if he is unattached with whole worldly things, and he knows every siddhanta of Shastra, but he has no realization of God, Krishna, then he is not guru. So three things be. But the realization of Krishna should be sure. If the two are not in, but yet he has the realization with God, Krishna, he is good. And if three things are, he's very vast, fully qualified guru is there. And he is incarnation of Nityananda Prabhu all about this. And in Akhanda Tattva. Why? There is a reason. What he tells that guru is wordings of Baldev Prabhupada.